Let's talk a little bit about dose dense therapy before we get into the practical issues. What about theoretically? How does what you've described in terms of dose density tie into the self-seeding thing?
Well, I think it ties into it because the concept of dose density derives strictly mathematically from the Gompertzian phenomenon. If you believe that cancers grow in a Gompertzian fashion and that they respond to therapy in a Gompertzian fashion, which means if they grow fast, they shrink fast. If they're growing slowly, they shrink more slowly, which is what the Norton-Simon hypothesis found. And again, there's been no counterexamples ever been found since it was published, so that it seems to be something, if it's not true, at least we haven't found a counterexample. But if you plug into your thinking Gompertzian growth and regression proportional to rate of growth, which is the Norton-Simon hypothesis, then dose density comes right out. It says your big problem is you got to kill cancer cells, but you got to come back in with another dose of therapy before they have a chance to regrow. That's all it's really all about. So you pick your best dose. That's the dose of drug that gives you optimal response. Going higher doesn't necessarily give you more response, and you give it as often as you can. So once you have a handle on Gompertzian growth, then the rest of it sort of flows naturally. The question is, what is the etiology of Gompertzian growth? And that's what we're working on. But there's something even more specific than that that I think has been shown to have clinical relevance. And that is, according to the mathematics that led to the idea of giving AC followed by Taxol every 2 weeks, according to that concept, what you want to do is you want to get your maximum anti-cancer effect and do it as often as possible.